Yes, it's that time of the week again, and I'm joined by the great Dennis Stewart for Health Naturally on 2NURFM. And Dennis, for the last couple of weeks, you've been discussing immune system support with herbs and supplements. Today, you want to take a different direction and look at herbs you believe can be regarded as anti-aging. You take up this topic about once a year. So today, you'll discuss three herbs which you use yourself and which you've frequently lectured over the course of your career. Can you tell us about them?
Well, look, they're three very exciting herbs. I probably see them as the three most significant herbs that have a bearing on particularly people that are approaching a mature stage of their life. You'd be pleased with that term that I use.
I like
that. Mature stage of life. And these herbs are remarkable. I have lectured on them all over Australia, in New Zealand. And the three of them, occasionally I've taken them up before. The three of them are hawthorn berry, the ginkgo biloba, which listeners have heard me talk about or make mention about a couple of times, and, of course, one of my favourite remedies, which is the Panax ginseng, or commonly known as Korean ginseng. I think these three herbs warrant significant consideration as being almost mandatory supplements for people like myself who have reached a mature stage in life.
And we're going to get to talking about anti-aging supplements shortly, but first we've got Oliver from Ellie Barner on the line. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for holding. Now, you want to talk about the wonders of, let me say it, glucosaplex.
Right.
Yay.
Hello, Oliver. How can we respond to that, Oliver?
How are you, mate?
I'm very well indeed. And how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks to you and your product.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just have to fill you in. I'm a bricklayer. I'm 60 years old.
Yes, yes.
20 years ago, I knew I was going to have to use something to, you know, to go through the rigors of bricklaying. So I started using glucosaplex as a powder.
Oh, yes.
And I mixed it with apricot tea or something, peach, and it masked the flavour beautifully. Anyway, so in 2021, my knee got a bit sore.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, I'll go and get an x-ray, you know, and check it out. I tell the GP, you know, I've moved the weight, combined weight of two coal ships in my time, calculated conservatively. I go back to get the result and the GP goes, you're right. There's no cartilage in there, or very minimal. Now, up until that point, I was taking only two of your capsules a day.
Yes.
Thinking it was enough.
Yes.
Anyway, so after the x-ray, I've gone, well, it's not enough. I researched what the maximum dose was.
Yes.
I got straight onto the maximum dose, but in three separate, you know, morning, midday, afternoon.
Yes.
So I get another x-ray in 2022.
Yes.
Tuck them in the cupboard anyway. And so I was considering then, you know, maybe getting a knee replacement and getting on the public wait list. And in order to do that, you've got to go and see a physio.
Yes.
Now, this physio studied my 2021 and 2022 x-rays. And she said that when I went onto the maximum dose for 12 months, my 2022 x-ray showed more cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
So I've grown cartilage.
Yep.
And that's just, I find that amazing. And my physio said, quote, you are not getting a knee replacement, unquote.
That was good news.
Yeah.
So you still take the glucosaplex, but you would be taking it now in a tablet form.
Yes, I've been taking it ever since the powder was you know, changed out. And, you know, I've bought, I don't know, quite a few bucks worth, and I spoke to someone in your shop today.
Yes,
and wanted to know if it was still available because there was some question if it was going to be discontinued. Now, this product is so important to me and what I do that when I was at fear of you stopping manufacturing this product, I went back down a bit off your maximum dose because your product is so precious, and supplemented it with a competitor's product with the same ingredients. But now that I know that this product will hopefully remain available for purchase, I will then be using your product.
It will. It'll be there. And let me just say, Oliver, that your response has been a response that I have frequently received over the last 20, maybe 30 years in which I have had this product manufactured. It is a formula that I put together over probably about 30 years ago from my own research. It is a product that is not well known because I haven't got the big bucks that one needs these days to get big runs done of the product. But I managed to get the product done to service my practice and one or two other distributors. It is available by Glucosaplex. An interesting thing about it, though, when you talk about cartilage growing when it said it should be, it was very interesting. There was a paper that was written by a British doctor who was working in the Edinburgh Infirmary, as they called it, and he was doing a lot of work in the outpatients, and he quoted the case that was ended up being written up in the British medical magazine and The Lancet, of a case where a woman was completely ankylosed. She had very severe bone problems in the hip, and there was virtually no cartilage. She had been given cortisone and the normal thing. She was an elderly lady who was unable to have surgery. So he had heard a little bit about glucosamine-based products, and he put the lady on this, and he was staggered when the lady subsequently was scanned and the joint was shown to have significantly improved to the extent that she no longer had to have the support for mobility that she previously had. So I've got to be cautious what I say about this, because it would be controverted as to how this happened, should it happen, or is this just propaganda? But you're ringing up this morning, and this was not organised, I'm sure. You just rang up yourself. This is not something that would surprise me. It is expected, but your point is valid. If people are going to benefit from this product, Glucosaplex, which, by the way, has got my name on it, I formulated it, if they're going to get virtue from it, the higher dose is almost mandatory to get a starting effect. Subsequently, clients that have been on it for quite a long time are able to retreat to a lower dose, but that higher dose that you found so important is important, because that kicks the ball up. And your experience is typical of so many people. I know what you'd be up against as a bricklayer, because your joints are crucial, and I'm glad Glucosaplex has been able to keep you in the workforce. We need you.
Now, Dennis, on top of that,
yes,
my entire body is 100% pain-free.
Yes.
And I attribute that to your product.
Thank you.
Like, no sore knuckles, hips, ankles, nothing hurts. So I think that Glucosaplex is helping my entire body.
Thank you.
But I've got another amazing story for you, and it's my wife. So she developed, 12 months ago, she developed a pain in the hip.
Yes.
And she started not being able to get up steps in the normal fashion. She'd always have to start with the other leg, getting worse and worse and worse, et cetera. And I said, because she's a bit stubborn and didn't want to use your whatever it is. And I said, right, you are going to start taking this product morning and night like I do. That was 8 weeks ago. And the hip has totally rectified itself. This is a one year, you know, illness and whatever. It's gone. And she's said, look at me.
Well, you'd have a very happy marriage, have a very happy relationship now. You'd be king of the castle.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Oliver.
Thank you so much, Oliver. We really appreciate that. It's nice to hear a good news story, I suppose.
Well, it is. And I can assure listeners that call was in no way at all engineered. It was just something that came out of the blue. But it's always good to get feedback about a good product. And I believe my product is a good product.
Now, we're talking about anti-aging. What do you mean when you say that?
Look, this is not a claim that one can resist aging per se. What I mean, no one's then talking about eternal life. I, however, have the view that we can affect our rate of aging, and we can improve our health by lifestyle, dietary factors and appropriate supplements to the extent that it is more likely, in my view, more likely to achieve a good long life. So when I talk about anti-aging, I'm talking about herbs, supplements, lifestyle factors that I believe can help us fight the good fight in resisting the aging process. And I think there's enough evidence in my own life, in my clinical experience, I've observed it frequently in patients and clients that are doing things with the view of resisting the whole process of accelerated aging, particularly as we get on. I firmly believe, and I want to emphasise this to listeners, I firmly believe we can fight the good fight. We won't ultimately win, but we can go a long way along the track in resisting that day. And this is where I believe that there are some herbs, three of which I have mentioned today, as being very important in my experience of fighting this battle, so to speak. And they are the remarkable hawthorn berry and, of course, the incredible ginkgo biloba and the well-known Asian herb, Panax ginseng. Those three remedies, I think, certainly in my experience and in my clinical recommendations, those three herbs are pretty well foundational for clients and patients that want me to recommend sensible supplementation to give them an edge. And that's a good way, to give them an edge in resisting the ravages of ageing. Let me say, and I say this frequently, people take too many supplements. They come into my rooms frequently with basically a sugar bag full of supplements, multiple things contradicting each other, and many of them unnecessary. Now, having said that, supplements, if you like, natural medicines, if you want to use that term, are very, very important. But that is different to saying that the more one takes, the healthier one is likely to be. That's not so. But sensible supplementation with things, particularly herbs, that have a relationship to health at multiple levels, particularly in supporting the body immunologically, as we've discussed in the past, and now supporting the body in resisting some of the factors that will assert themselves as we move through, this is where I believe our health food stores, our pharmacies, our clinical practices are very important, not just loading people up with unnecessary supplements, but recommending to them when they present with a health problem, sensible things, usually a limited number of things. More things aren't necessarily the best. A limited range of things, maybe just one supplement that has a direct bearing on that factor that is interfering with that person's experience of life and inhibiting their enjoyment of their final years in life. I said my spiel there now. So that's how I see anti-aging, and this is where I see the hawthorn berry as the lead remedy.
We're talking about anti-aging. Now, how does hawthorn berry fit into the category of anti-aging as far as supplements go?
It does that very well. I spoke earlier or mentioned earlier that the anti-aging herbs have a particular relationship to those of us that are not teenagers, put it that way, and are fighting the good fight against the ageing process. Now, the heart is crucial as an organ to sustain the journey through the ageing era, so to speak. And the great German writer and a medical herbalist and medical practitioner, and I say great because he is no longer with us, passed away some time ago, but the great German Dr. Rudolf Weiss, in his work, which I keep mentioning on this program and have mentioned unembarrassingly as being one of the best texts on modern herbal medicine you'd find anywhere, of those cynics out there, those skeptics, those that still see herbal medicine as just all just folklore, get hold of Weiss. You'll go through a conversion experience. But in that book, Weiss talks about hawthorn berry as the herb for the aging heart. That's in the text, and it's a beautiful reference to the herb, because hawthorn berry supports all functions of the heart. if we could say anything simple about it, with that, we could go into it in great detail, as I have in my lecturing career, but it's best to see hawthorn as a heart tonic, in inverted commas, because it does so many supportive things for the heart. For instance, one thing that it does, and some of the cynics out there will scoff at this, but again, please go to the literature. If you go to the literature, you will find that a significant dosage of hawthorn berry, that hawthorn berry not just taken occasionally, but hawthorn berry regularly taken as a supplement, ongoingly, has the ability to lessen, slow down plaque deposition, and also to quietly erode plaque that has deposited itself on the blood vessel wall. Now, if there's sceptics out there who question that, please go to the British Herbal Pharmacopoeia of 1983, put together by British doctors, pharmacologists, pharmacognosists, and brilliant British herbalists. Go there and look at the monograph for Crataegus, and you will find the mention there of its reputation as being useful in lessening plaque deposition. So I use it as a means of lessening the rate at which plaque may be wanting to land on my blood vessel wall and cause a crisis. So hawthorn berry has the ability to do that, not as a competitive drug. This is, if you like, a food for the heart, a food for the vascular system that supports the heart, particularly the coronary artery, where, secondarily, it's a remarkable remedy taken over time in the right dose to limit the experience of angina. Angina pectoris, which is a nasty condition and a very compromising cardiac condition, can be lessened significantly as far as episodes is concerned by the quiet way in which hawthorn berry has a coronary vasodilatory effect. That is in the literature also. And the other thing about the herb hawthorn berry is that when taken over a sustained period of time, it can work significantly in lessening and accelerating blood pressure. Now, this is not to say, and I want listeners to take note of this, this is not to say that hawthorn berry is an antihypertensive medication like some of the things that are prescribed by our good doctors. It's not. It is a tonic remedy whose ultimate effect over time on the heart and the supporting blood vessels is to see that blood pressure will very, very slowly start to come down, something which a good doctor, if informed about the fact that you're taking hawthorn berry, can look for, and under a good doctor's guidance, may be inclined to lessen the load of blood pressure medication that his client might be taking. There are numerous other things. The constituents in hawthorn berry that are largely responsible for this are what are called proanthocyanidins. And if you go up to Armidale, as my wife and myself frequently do, it's just about time we went there again because the hawthorn berries will be out in proliferation. And I say that because Armidale is granite country, it's high country, it's very European climate. My wife was born and raised there. And we go up there frequently, and we go out to Arding, where some of my wife's relatives still live, and there is what's called Hawthorn Road. And along that road are masses of hawthorn trees which were planted by the early farmers there as a windbreak against the cold, snowy winters that occur up in Armidale. And at the right time of the year, those trees are literally loaded with hawthorn berries. And her father and my father, during their lives, would go there occasionally and harvest those herbs. And when we were younger practitioners, we made our own hawthorn berry extracts. So that's a little bit of a story, but I take hawthorn berry. I recommend it as a supplement. Very safe indeed. A quiet achiever, needs to be taken over an extended period of time, not indefinitely, but over an extended period of time in order to get it working the way that it is capable of working. If you doubt anyone, if you doubt what I've said, please get on the net, Google it, and you'll find that what I have said is sustained. I take hawthorn berry. I see it as one of the most remarkable things that we that are approaching our teenage years, You note that our teenage years should be taking. All right.
Okay. Well, we'll continue that shortly. Okay. But we've got Craig from Soldiers Point on the line. Hi, Craig.
Good afternoon. How are we?
Hello, Craig. How are you?
Well, thank you.
That's good.
I was just wondering if I could inquire about possibly something to help with my wife's varicose veins.
Yes. Okay. Are the veins very advanced?
Yes, they are, yes.
Okay. What has her doctor said about her condition? Is he suggesting any intervention surgically or otherwise?
That's probably the next step. I was just wondering if there was anything that may be able to help to sort of lessen it in the meantime.
Okay. Look, there is a substance which I occasionally mention on the program, and again, you can research it. The information is readily available. You'll find good info about it on the net. The substance is a bioflavonoid called rutin, R-U-T-I-N. Now, rutin has the reputation of being the most frequently prescribed constituent, sometimes even in pharmaceutical products, but certainly in natural medicine products for addressing a failing vein, a varicose vein. It is the first thing that you would contemplate putting your dear wife onto, and it is very safe. It is not likely immediately to see a drastic reduction, but it may well lead to some reduction in the varicose vein over time and may lessen the need for her to have surgery immediately. It is the go-to remedy that I would think about most frequently. Rutin, you can go to your pharmacy or your health food store. You'd get it readily. Start with that. There are other herbs, but as a starting base, rutin, due to its safety and its reputation, I would suggest you do that.
No worries. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, Craig. This is Health Naturally. We've got Peter from Patterson on the line. Hi, Peter.
Good afternoon, I mean.
Hello, Peter. How can we help you?
A supplement for kidneys?
Yeah, Dennis, I remember you talking a fair while ago about a supplement you're recommending to help with kidneys to regenerate or something like that.
Stop him from
failing further.
You have a failing kidney, do you, Peter?
I don't. It's for a mate in WA.
Okay. Look, there is a remedy here that I have prescribed since I discovered the herb about 10 years ago, and I believe I have enough experience in prescribing this to confidently say that it sustains its reputation as a herb to consider for the failing kidney. Now, the herb is not readily available, and probably that's the way it should be, because I would hate a herb like this to fall into the hands of retailers and put out there as just a magic herb that's going to stop people from dialysis or something. It's not like that. But where what's called the EGFR is still at a reasonable level, sufficient to stop the patient having to have major surgery, where that is reasonable, the herb known as orthociphered. Now, I'm using the botanical language here. It comes under a number of common names, but the botanical language is orthociphered, O-R-T-H, ortho, siphon, S-I-P-H-O-N. I'm being a bit fast here, so my spelling's a bit
poor. When you say siphon, as in like siphon water.
Yeah, orthociphered, that's correct. Stamineus, S-T-A-M-I-N-E-U-S. Orthosiphon stamineus. It's also known as Kumis kutching, K-U-M-I-S,
K-U-T-C,
Kumis kutching,
K-U-M-I-S,
K-U-T-C-H-I-N-G, Kumis kutching.
C-H-A-T, okay.
Now, I've used those names.
Would it be better if he contacted you so you could talk to him and then recommend what you think he should have?
He's in WA, is he?
Yeah.
Look, it may be that if he has some ethnic doctors there that are from Asia, on Southeast Asia.
Okay.
They would know a lot about this. It also it also is known more popularly as Java kidney tea. So again, here I have been very conservative in what I have said, because this is not to say that it's the saviour for all kidney distress. But where a kidney has been failing, as I have treated quite a few patients for this, it has in a large percentage of cases seen a stabilisation of the decline, and the EGFR, which is the yardstick for assessing, or one yardstick for assessing kidney function, that has been stabilised. Not all, but in my opinion, it is a useful supplement where no other treatment is available. It should, if a person is going to take it, the ethical and right thing to do is to inform their medical manager so that any improvement can be observed with an improvement in the markers. And, yeah, that's the way that I would go, Peter. He's quite well welcome to give me a ring.
And what is your phone number, Stuart, that he can contact you on?
It's best to ring the ring my rooms at New Lambton. You'll see it in your phone, because I prefer not to.
Yeah, just if you look it up on Google, you'll grab the number.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, thank you very much, and I'll pass it on to him.
Okay, Peter, thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you. Okay, next on the line, we've got Marie from Maitland. Hi, Marie, you've got an issue with hair loss.
Yeah, hi. Dennis, I have gone through menopause, and I have noticed that although my hair's still quite thick, I've receding a little bit, and I'm getting not bald patches per se, but I can see it's getting a bit thin on top.
Okay.
And I've tried several over-the-counter supplements and so forth, no avail. So I was wondering what you thought.
My recommendation would be, And this is not in any way at all saying I'm a trichologist or anything like this, but my approach to this condition, which is fairly common, is to recommend the most popularly used herb in India, where it is known as Bringraj. I'll not try to spell that for you. That's the Sanskrit name of it, Bringraj, which means ruler of the hair. The botanical name is Eclipta alba, E-C-L-I-P-T-A, Eclipta alba, A-L-B-A. Now, if you have a shop that stocks Indian remedies, you are pretty well certain that you'll be able to get a preparation with Bringraj, B-H, I-N-J-A-R or something like that. I haven't got my textbook in front of me, but Eclipta alba is the botanical name. Ruler of the hair is the colloquial expression that's used about this herb. It's taken as an oral supplement. It's taken as an oral supplement, although there are topical applications also associated with it. Also, over the years, I have confidently prescribed a selection of what are called celloids, which are minerals that have been produced by blackmores for many, many years. They're known as celloids. They're not popularly available at retail outlets. They're restricted to practitioners. If you want to know about those, ring my rooms at New Lambton and we can support you with the information, tell you what they are. I can't, off the top of my head, just rattle them off. There are a few of them. They're very, very inexpensive, and my staff there that are there today would be happy to give you the name of those. We're not toting for business, far from it, but they would be happy to give you the name of the celloids that are called up in the Blackmore's prescriber for hair loss conditions. We use the celloids in conjunction with Eclipta alba or Bringraj as a useful treatment for some levels of hair loss.
Okay, good luck with that, Marie. Hopefully you can get through and have a chat to the people at Dennis's rooms. Okay, lastly, John from Bonnells Bay, you want to endorse hawthorn berry. We've got 2 minutes, so you'll have to be quick.
Okay. Nice to speak to you, Dennis.
Thank you, John.
I heard you prior to Christmas mentioned with heart issues on the hawthorn berry.
Yes.
I went down and purchased some from my local Morissette people.
Yes.
On my third jar I picked up this morning.
Yes.
I cannot say how much difference it's made to me.
Hmm.
I had my microbial repaired on 35 years ago on ongoing things. I now have a pacemaker.
Hmm.
But the difference in my feeling has been unbelievable, Dennis. I just want to thank you for mentioning it.
I'm glad you've rang up because that encourages me to encourage listeners to see that natural medicine doesn't clash with the mainstream approach. It
no.
can be very supportive and improve the outcome. Thank you
yep.
for ringing. Hawthorn, I take myself. I
yep.
think it contributes to my aging condition, and it certainly helped you. Thank you, John.
Now, the ladies at Morissette have sold out of it since you started mentioning
it. Oh, okay.
Well, it's going nuts everywhere.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, John. Okay.
Thanks, John.
I'll have to go up to Armidale again shortly. No, I'm only joking. Love to go there.
Yeah, well, everyone's going to be out of stock of hawthorn berry and glucosaplex.
Dear.
Oh, dear. Well, we've got, about 50 seconds. So if you want to just give it another plug before we
what can one say? The glucosaplex story is a story that I could talk about over and over, but I won't. That gentleman there's done everything that I could have said, and he's done it better. It's great to get John's feedback about hawthorn because it's not a popular herb. It's not a trendy herb, but it's a herb that is very useful and fits in with what I've said. Just don't get an armful of supplements. You're wasting your money. Look for things that have a relationship to your health needs. And in this case, the use of hawthorn berry has been very useful in supporting a health concern. That's the way to use natural medicine, not to say, oh, I take this, this, this and this. No, I take this for a particular problem.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure you've helped a lot of people today.
We'll
catch up with you next week on Health Naturally. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, finance, business and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.